Hi, people. This is Denver Dino here with...
And Bond Girl.
The lovely Bond Girl. for my first and probably last Pillow Talk audio.
Oh, no.
We'll see.
You have to do more Pillow Talk audios. They're fun. I like them. And they make people feel good.
We'll see there. So, we're going to answer the little audio questioner of slumber. The lags.
Oh.
Relax.
I'm here too. Oh no, I said I wasn't going to giggle as much, so I'm already giggling.
Yeah. So, do we start it now, or do you have something to add?
I think I'm ready to go. Oh, did you want to, like, alternate questions? So, because we usually try to decide who's going to ask the questions.
Maybe we will have to wait until someone posts a second questionnaire on Pure Talk. I don't know.
How about you ask the odd questions, I'll ask the even-numbered questions. So you ask like 1, 3, 5, and I'll answer, or I'll quite, I'll, blah, 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 blah. You
okay,
ask
okay.
1, 3, 5, seven, and I ask 2, 4, 6, 8, such
that. Yeah, let's do that. Don't be so nervous. Don't make people nervous. We are on Pillow Talk.
I'm sorry. I'm here to relax people.
Yeah.
That's why it's called the lax.
Relax.
Relax. Sorry for that. Don't do it. When you're gonna go through it. Relax. Sorry.
Question one. How many pillows do you sleep with and how do you arrange them? For example, maybe you sleep with a pillow between your knees, or maybe you hug a pillow and then go to sleep.
I sleep with usually one pillow under my head, and then I cuddle with another pillow because I get lonely.
Okay, so... I have basically one pillow under my head too, and I have another one under my belly, so my back doesn't hurt in the morning. Yeah.
Oh, to be that belly pillow. Okay. Number two, when sleeping with someone, are you more of a cuddler, or do you prefer your own space?
That's a good question. I like to cuddle, but I can't stand when it's getting too hot to fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually cuddle and then go to my own space.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'll cuddle for a little bit and just to relax with who I'm with, and then I like to either roll over or get my own space because I get way too hot. I'm not like a lot of girls where they're constantly cold. I run hot, so I'm like, okay, just we'll hold hands now if you want, but I need my own space.
Yeah, the last person I slept with had this particularity. Then when she gets horizontal, she gets like super hot. Too hot. Question three. When you're cuddling, that's not a nice sound.
Sorry.
When you're cuddling with someone in bed, do you like to wrap your arms and legs around them, Or do you prefer to be wrapped up like that?
This is hard. It depends on my mood. One of my favorite positions to cuddle in is with the person on their back and my head on like their shoulder and chest, and then my arm over them, either rubbing their chest or their stomach, and then sometimes one leg over them too. And then I also like spooning, and I'll be big spoon or little spoon, doesn't matter, but depends on my mood. So I guess I like, yeah, just depends on my mood.
Yeah, I'm actually wondering why we're both answering that, because I think we will have the same answer, because it's exactly the same for me. So, there it is.
Okay. Number 4, what is something that you have done to help get to sleep that has worked well?
Jack off. worked well. I am actually a guy who has a lot of trouble falling asleep. So when I find something that works well, I will tell you.
Okay. I mean, for me, it's, I will listen to instrumental music usually, or like nature sounds. And I actually just found this website called simplynoise.com, and it has a sleep timer on it, and it has white noise, red noise, and brown noise. And so it's all different frequencies. And it's amazing. It helps me study, and it relaxes me, and that helps me sleep sometimes. And then talking to good friends before I go to sleep at night really helps. And maybe a glass of wine.
Oh, alcohol doesn't help me at all.
It has to be just a little bit for me. Otherwise, it's too much. If I just look like a glass, sometimes it helps just relax me enough, but not always.
Well, I will try that, and I will keep you up to date.
Report back.
Yeah. Question 5. What position do you sleep in?
I usually fall asleep on my side. It helps me. And then I'm sure at some point I sprawl out and start snoring. I'm sure I snore on my side too. And then at some point I usually wake up either on my side or like partially like on my stomach a bit. So same. I'm all over the place.
Same answer for me. On my side or on my stomach. Yeah. This is going to be fast.
That's what she said.
Come on.
Have you ever listened to recordings in Pillow Talk to help you fall asleep?
I tried, but it doesn't work at all.
Aww. Does it relax you a little?
When I'm not trying to sleep, yeah.
Okay. I'm the same. If I hear voices, I usually can't fall asleep to them, but they do help relax me and take my mind off of negative things that can keep me awake.
Question 7.
This is going a lot faster than our usual questionnaires.
Yeah, maybe we're not doing it the right way. Do you sleep with...
Is there a right way to do it?
I don't know. I was kidding. So, do you sleep with some sort of background noise, such as music or TV?
No. Sometimes if I'm having trouble sleeping, I'll put music on. Like, I'll have this station on Pandora that I listen to, and I put a sleep timer on it, but I can't sleep well if there's background noise all night long, especially if it's a TV. Definitely can't do it.
Well, to me, so music, yeah, and TV too, because when I have a lot of troubles sleeping, what I do is just listening to music or watching TV shows until I am super, super, super tired and can do nothing but fall asleep. So yeah, music. I have a friend of mine on Spotify who has like a huge playlist of bedtime music, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
I just play it like random and yeah. And
oh,
so TV shows. Yeah.
Do you have specific TV shows that you like to watch? Or is it just whatever's on?
It doesn't have to be something too violent. Because I have periods when I do that, like every night, and while I was watching movies, and one day I fell asleep watching Full Metal Jacket, and that was not a good night.
No, oh my god.
So yeah,
good Lord.
So the night after I finished watching the movie, and then I watched the Jungle Book to fall asleep.
Good. Disney movies are always good.
Yeah, it's nice.
I like it's like a like British dramas or murder mysteries or stuff. They, for some reason, it's the music and the voices, and it's like usually like a slow, steady pace that helps me relax. So if I watch like Midsummer Murders with my mom, then I'll definitely be taking a nap. You know, it's very interesting. It's just, it's very relaxing and calming to me.
Well, these days I watch Castle.
Oh yeah, it's a good one.
Mm.
Your boy Nathan.
My man crush.
The man of your dreams.
Yeah.
Yes, he is your man crush.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's see, number 8. Are you a restful sleeper? I like this question. Or are you more like a wrecking ball?
Oh, thanks for singing.
Of course, I'm here to serenade you always.
Well, I am more like a wrecking ball. Yeah, I move a lot when I sleep. So.
Yeah.
I guess it's not really easy to sleep beside me.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it wouldn't be that bad. I just elbow you until you stop it.
Okay.
Or hold you like in like a wrestling move and just be like, no, stop moving, stop it. Shh.
Yeah, just like a headlock.
Yeah. Sleep now, only dreams. I think I'm somewhere in the middle. I wouldn't say I'm exactly restful. I move some nights, I toss and turn all night long, and I'll wake up at least every hour. But for the most part, I don't think I move too much. When I take naps, I guess because I'm not sleeping as heavily, I'm just very restful.
Okay. Question 9. Almost the end.
Oh.
Oh. What do you usually think about when you close your eyes to fall asleep?
I usually put myself into scenarios, actually, that would make me happy. So whether it's whether I'm with someone, or I'm doing something that I love to do, or sometimes I picture myself in the woods, 'cause it's very peaceful. But usually I just imagine being with someone I care about to relax.
Well, pretty much the same. I tried the forest stuff. I usually think more of someone than thing. Scenarios. That kind of stuff.
Oh, that's sweet. And I think that's why pillow talk is so nice, because it gives someone, you know, a person or a voice to think about, to put themselves in those scenarios. Oh, and here's a naughtier one. This last one's kind of naughty. How often do you need to come before you fall asleep?
I don't know. I don't know if there's a frequency. I mean, yeah, that happens. I wouldn't say twice a week. Well, I don't know. I can't answer to that. I have some periods where it would be every day. And some periods when it's once a week or something. Depends.
Okay. Yeah, I'm the same way. I go through, you know, phases where I have to either touch myself or come every night. Sometimes, you know, I don't have to always, you know, come. Sometimes I can just touch myself a bit, and it feels nice, and I can go to sleep. So it's not like, I think guys are different because there's a goal, you know, with girls. I just want to feel good for a bit. And maybe that's just me. I don't know.
I couldn't speak for all guys, but yeah, to me, if I start touching myself, it's not really relaxing. It's the end that relaxes me.
Yeah.
If I have to stop in the middle and then fall asleep, I'd be like, that wouldn't work for me.
Blue balls. Yeah, for me, it's.
Yeah, in French we say la béquille, but yeah.
What is it?
La béquille. I don't know the English word, but, you know, I have to look for translation. It's gonna be fun. Like a kickstand. It's tonight I'm sleeping on my kickstand.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I like his expression.
I learn something new every time we talk. Yeah, I don't. So some. Yeah, I guess just. I pretty much have to touch myself every day.
Ooh.
Ew, yeah. I don't always have to get off, but I definitely feel the need to touch myself sexually in some way.
Okay. Always nice to know. So, unfortunately, it's the end of this question. So, yeah, you should have
Someone
more
needs to write
questions,
a part
really.
two.
Yeah, you should
Someone
have more questions.
That'd be fun.
I'd like to spend more time on that one. And, like,
Yeah.
smooth talking with my deep voice, you know.
Smooth operator.
Okay. So, I guess it's time to leave you, people.
No. But we'll always be with you.
In your hearts and minds.
And sweet dreams.
Yeah, have a good night.
Mwah.
Bye.
Bye-bye.